Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Hey, it's Akia, and I'm in the den with Nyla at Power 904.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nyla, and we are right here in the den on Power 904 in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm sitting here with a good friend. Who am I here with today?
It's comedian Akia J.
Comedian Akia J. And where are you from?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. And how long you been doing this?
Oh my God, it seemed like forever, but I've only been doing it for 2 years.
Wow. So what got you into doing comedy?
My homegirl dared me to do comedy, and she said I couldn't do it. And she, once she dared me, she put me on the flyer, and I've been doing it ever since.
So what was it like getting out there knowing that you was dared to do this? Like, how did you mentally prepare for this?
I didn't. That's the crazy thing. Like, I would tell people, like, mentally prepare, child, boo. I literally almost peed on myself. I was super nervous. Forgot everything that I had rehearsed. It was just like, oh my God. It was chaotic. Wardrobe malfunctions, car.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. It was, and it's still crazy.
Even when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. So you said you forgot your jokes. So how did you get through the show? Did you take what you was going through? I just
got up there and I was myself. I just got up there and I just did what I do for my family, or when I'm at the grocery store, I just make people laugh. So I just did what I do, and it worked. So I was like, oh shit, I can do that.
That's awesome. So tell me, what are some things you do to prepare for your shows?
Pray. That's the first thing. I pray. And then I put on some music, and I usually listen, and I know people don't like her, but I usually listen to, like, Krishan Rock, It's a Vibe. And I'll listen to that, and I'll just listen to It's a Vibe, and then I'll start repeating it over and over, and then I'll start practicing what I'm going to say, my intros or whatever. And then I forget it all.
Really?
I forget it all. And then I remember right before the showtime, you can't practice. You just got to go out there and be you. You just got to go out there and give them what God gave you. And that's just it. No rehearsal for that.
And it ain't no rehearsal when you live in it. This is real life. This is everyday life stuff here. That's what's up. Oh my God. Okay. So tell me a little bit about you. Like, what is that something that you would want your fans to know about you that we don't know?
Oh God. Well, a lot of people don't know I am a domestic violence survivor. So when I first started comedy, my first year of comedy, I was getting abused. I was on stage with concussions and broken ribs and yeah, my car had been shot up, you know. So I want to tell people, you know, encourage people, no matter how hard the situation is, or no matter what you think or how think you bad you think your situation is, you got to keep going. Because that is like, it's like, you may not see it now.
I just said that today. I'm like, nobody's going to ever stop me from doing what I want to do. I just said that like right before the interview.
Literally, and I say literally, it's like that for me, because it was literally like he would like literally try to beat me up before I go.
Because he knew this.
I don't give a fuck about these broken rib nigga. We going, bitch, and you coming too. Come on. Nigga, let's go. We got a show. Come on, let's go.
Then we'll finish this when we get back home.
Yeah, finish it, let go.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm glad that you did talk about that. You know, that's something that a lot of women do struggle with that's out here and afraid to get away from. That's something big. But here in Power 904, we really support mental health as well. What are some things? I know that you said you are a survivor, so I know it wasn't easy for you to get through that, even though you were doing comedy. What are some things that helped you stay motivated and focused?
Oh, that's honestly, oh, we finna get deep. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. It came, it was at a point too where I didn't have nothing. I didn't have nothing. Not even my children was a factor. That I really was. My kids wasn't even a factor because it was just like I ain't no use to them either.
Right.
So it came a point where it was none, and I think we still struggling with that. Let's say that. Me and God still working on that.
Right.
That let's
And
leave it like
I think we all still struggle with, you know, it's not it and you know, easy to get over a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? And we have to, you know, the motivation of like, well, what you're doing in life is motivation, period, you know, and a lot of people want to be where you're at and want to know how you're doing it and how you're getting over it, but you just told us though.
real, yeah, because I'm a real, like I'm a real person. You know,
Right.
people look at us and they know that we're real people. You're a real person. I'm a real person. You know, and then they have to think, first of all, we're black women in all male dominant industries. Okay. So they forget that we're women and that we're emotional. Okay. And we're supposed to be emotional. And they
Right.
get it confused with emotional over being passionate. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things that we're already up against. So I can't be fake and tell y'all, oh yeah, girl, it's gonna be this and God is gonna be there. He gonna get you through. Don't get it twisted. But while you waiting for him in that process, that's where your doubt, that's where the devil play with you at. You know
Right.
what I'm saying? That's where he
And they
play with
say that
you.
your mind is the devil's playground.
So let me say it like this then. My answer would be, wait, there it is, patience. There you go. Wait.
Just wait.
That's how you get over it. Be patient. If God's sitting you down, sit the fuck down. Sit down, because there's a reason why he's sitting you down and stopping you. And it's so crazy because I literally use that because one day, if I would have left 10 minutes earlier, it was like a real bad shootout, literally where I was going. I had the video in my phone, and literally 10 minutes past, I'm looking, we can't even get past the street that we need to go on. I said, God, that was God.
Right.
You don't know why my car didn't start. My battery would not start. This is real talking. I just got my car fixed. I'm like, why my battery ain't start? Okay. So I literally, that's my best advice. That's how I get over it. Wait.
Just
Get
waiting.
mad, cry about it, wait. There it is.
And a lot of people don't got that. That patience is something serious.
Man.
Listen, it's something serious. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like that. I like that. So, okay, so you said you went through all of that. You're going through it day by day, piece by piece, you know, and it's still a motivation to see you go out here on this stage and still be able to tell comedy. So that is amazing. So I have a wild card moment right here in the den. And my wild card moment, I know at the beginning you talked about, you know, how you prepare for your shows and you have intros and outros with your stuff. So I want you to do an intro to your show and how we gonna get into this. How would you gather our attention here in Jacksonville, Florida?
Oh my God, baby, we can hold on, tell them I'm doing an interview. You got to put me on something. You got to put me on some thought music, baby, because that's what I relate to, baby. You put me on some thought music. A Key and Jay going to get you turned up. We're going to be twerking and sucking dick by the end of the night, bitch. That's what we're going to be doing.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes, for real. So, and that's crazy because I hate saying that I'm just a comedian because I'm an entertainer.
Right.
So from the time I'm nervous right before that, when that mic touched this hand right here, it's go time. And it's I sing, I'll rap, I'll dance, I'll do it all. I'm all across, I'm in the audience, I'm everywhere. You're gonna see me.
Wow.
You're gonna see me.
Love it. Love it. Yes. And that's what we need, you know, a lot of, you know, interaction with you guys that be on stage. A lot of people have gotten away from that because COVID or whatever have them all shot up, you know, with the 6 feet staying away or whatever, you know. So it's like they took away that physical contact or that, you know, that we that need intimacy. From you guys.
Yeah, the intimacy that, hey, how you doing? The intimacy that, you know, us comedians are begging for. We're begging for that. Again, like, and I literally talk to a lot of us and we ask about the venues that we're doing. We like, how close is the people? Like, is they close? Because we like, I like to talk to my people.
That's different. That's different. I ain't never really heard nobody say that.
I do. I love them. And I say this because one day I'm going, you're going to see me on mainstream TV. You're going to see me.
Yes, we are.
I tell you, every day, everybody that watch me, everybody that click my videos, because I'm doing over 100K now. Okay, everybody's watching my videos. Everybody's clicking my videos. They the reason why we doing this. Right. Why wouldn't I want to talk to you? I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what you're feeling, bitch. Laugh with me. Get real ignorant with me, bitch.
I was about to say, you here for a reason. So
we here, right. We in here. Ain't no need to be coming in here doing all that, bitch. Is you sucking some dick or not?
Oh my goodness, yes. Okay. I love it. But you are a different type of like, I like that. An interactive entertainer that likes to be interacting with her people.
Let's write this down, because no matter where I am, where I'm gonna be, I'm always all Akia J said this, I'm always gonna stop. Talk to my people, shake my people's hand, all of that. I don't give a damn where we at. I don't give a damn we running behind, nigga. I'm stopping. I'm going to talk to y'all niggas.
Right.
I'm talking to you. Yeah.
So what's the craziest thing you have seen while being up on stage and trying to get out your jokes?
Bro, I've had somebody flash me before. Dude, like, bro, I done had a lot of stuff. I done had people try to fight me.
Because of the jokes,
girl. Because of the jokes.
Oh my goodness, it's a show.
Why do people want to fight at a damn comedy show? I don't know, but let me tell you something. This is going on the record. Comedian Akia J will bust your ass. I bust your ass and then finish my set. I will. Yes, I will.
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
oh
I will.
Oh my gosh.
So the craziest was the wiener shot. That was the craziest to me. The wiener shot. Yeah, that
what was crazy. He hoping to come out of this?
I don't know. I was scared.
Yes.
I was scared because, girl, and then I seen it for real. And I was like, oh, girl, there's no danger here. There's no threat. Put it away. He's scared nobody.
That is too much. That is too much.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got another wild card for you. So the wild card for you is going to be, if you could be on stage with any of the other comedians that's out there right now, and this was Akia's show, this is your show. You not headlining for nobody, you not nothing. This is your show you putting together. What three comedians would you be on stage with and why?
Kevin Hart, definitely. Kevin Hart, definitely. I don't know. I think it'd just be me and Kev, for real. For real.
You wonder how to sign up for real.
No, but I don't know. I don't know, because if it would, the famous person would be Kevin Hart.
Okay. I can say.
But if I have to choose somebody else that's not as famous as Kevin Hart, it's going to be my dog, Throwed Off One. I think it'll be Throwed Off One, Kevin Hart, and me. That's it.
Okay.
That's
it. Yeah. Throwed Off One. So where is he located?
He in Atlanta. He just came out. He just starred in T.I.'s movie, The Apartments. That just came out. That just dropped. So, yeah, he out there doing his little thing, Chad.
In the A. Okay. So he close, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He turning me up now. He popping for real, because he was like, let's go here. And I'm like, damn, nigga, you know,
okay, everybody. Just chill.
Yeah,
I just started this,
right? So,
yeah. That's what's up. So, Kevin Hart, him, and you. That's what's up.
All right, yes, You know, it's some y'all, it's some dope ass comedians out here. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Every city and state I go to, I meet one that I thought the last one was better. I'm like, God damn, where this nigga come from? Like, you know what? I lie. I would put Lil Daryl on that bitch. I put Lil Daryl from Texas
I
on
love Lil Daryl.
I literally, girl, you gotta go watch our videos on my Instagram. I love him. I lied. So it would be me, Lil Daryl. And Kevin Hart, goddamn it.
My name, Lil Daryl.
Yes, it will be Lil Daryl. He is my favorite comedian of all time. I ain't even lying to you.
Yeah, I grew up with that one. So yeah, that ain't gonna never go away. When I see them glasses, it's over with.
Yeah, I love Lil Daryl. Like, I love him. And he's still the same height, too. He ain't never grew nowhere. Never grew up.
He old and still look young.
Yep.
That's what's up. That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. So let's get back to some more things about IKEA. So I know that you said that you've been traveling and you've been doing a lot of shows. What is upcoming for you in the future with you?
So I do have a series called The Cul-de-Sac that's about to drop.
The Cul-de-Sac?
Yeah, so in 2024, The Cul-de-Sac will be dropping. I also have two reality shows that will be dropping, Rekindled and Six Bad Bitches and a Hustle. And then I have a scary movie also coming out too. So all of that is in 2024. Yeah.
So we're going to have a comedian in a scary movie?
That I wrote, directed, and yep. I wrote, produced, and directed everything. Yep.
Wow. I can't wait to see that one.
Rekindled. Trailer though, for the scary movie, it's like, I did that.
I want to see it. Give me this. Girl,
listen, I'm a fool with that pen and that paper, honey. Okay. Do not play with me. I love the pen and the paper. I think I like this a little more than I love doing stand up, and I love doing stand up.
Because you get to write out your own creation and be creative with your mind. Okay. Yes. So you have a creative side.
Girl, every day. Like, you could tell me something now. Girl, I swear to God, I just wrote like two scripts already talking to you. I swear to God.
You did?
I did. I ain't even lying to you. You think it's a game, girl. Why you think I been keep moving around, girl?
Oh, my goodness.
I keep moving this right in little piece right here, little piece. Yeah, I'm not playing.
You're coming up with them jokes.
I write all the time.
that's very creative as well. So you always got that pen and that paper in your hand.
Everywhere. It stay right here. I don't care where I'm at. Keep it in my bag. One in my bag too, bitch. I'm not playing.
You always lived in North Carolina?
No. Okay. So I'm originally from Washington, D.C., but I don't remember shit from there. I don't remember nothing from there. And I think my mom might be lying. For real. I think she knew a scammer that did damn birth certificates and lied, girl.
And put it on that.
I think she did. But no, I've been here since the eighth grade. So Charlotte is my home. This is people I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? This is all my stories. I have no stories from home. I don't know nobody from there.
Look, that's what your mama be like. Them your cousins. You be like,
right.
I don't know them people.
Right. It's your cousin. They mine.
Yeah, that's your cousin. Yeah, that's what my son say when I talk about me, girl. I talk about his family on my mom's side. I'd be like, that's your cousin. He'd be like, no, mama, that's your cousin.
That's your cousin. Right.
Because I don't know them people.
Don't pass on me. Don't do that.
That's too much.
Girl, if you don't go out here, go on. Y'all will be trying to see something.
Oh, that's
it's for sale. It's for sale.
Yeah, I got a 1-year-old. He's back there screaming.
I will pay them to come get these niggas.
They're going
to
bring it back.
Oh, Lord, please don't.
Okay. So if you can leave me with three things today of encouragement, if this is the last time I, you know, ever see you, which is not because you're coming to Duval. What would you tell me and why would you tell me those things?
Okay, repeat that one more time.
If you can leave me with three things about IKEA today, or anything motivational to help me on my journey, what would it be and why?
Just remember that she raw, she real, and she reliable. Those three things that you need to remember about her. You want somebody that's going to keep it real with you, she'll keep it real with you. She don't give a damn what she going to say. I'll filter, I'll censor it for the old people, but that's it. And this depends on what kind of old person it is.
I was about to say.
Talk too much, I'm going to cut your ass out. Because
you got the ones that's disrespectful as I don't know.
Man, and they try to use because they old.
Yes.
Be disrespectful. No, because you old, you still get your teeth slapped out. Huh?
Because we both grown at this point.
That's hard, okay?
Yes.
But and I'm reliable. So I'm the one that you can call on. You know, I'm the one that I'm going to be there. I'm trying to learn not to be there for every damn body, but shit, I'm gonna be there.
Right.
Bitch, we're gonna fight together, girl. We're gonna get this wig pulled out,
we're gonna get it pulled out together.
Let's go.
That's what I said.
For real.
Yes, that's not like the one you just did, the comedy you just did about the, you know, the best friend when she was sleeping. I'm like, that is so me. But my best friend really hate waking me up out of my sleep. So if I have to wake up out of my sleep.
But baby, if you got to get me up. I'm up. And I'm already bad.
And we gonna shut it down, and then I'm gonna go back to sleep.
For everybody finna get this ass whooping, and I'm finna go, mind my damn business, go back over here and go to sleep.
Go right back to sleep. That's what's up. So tell the people where they can find you at today.
You can find me everywhere. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all under the same thing. Comedian, AKYEA, the letter J, _.
All right. You heard it here first, right here in the DM with your girl Nala. You guys, thanks for tuning in. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teasy on the track, boy.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. I live a different life. I get a different price. Bezel, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in nice. I be the different type. That mean we not the same. I like to feed my dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Junkies bad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter, fulfilling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got her gagging on these nuts. When I hear from the back, she like, ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she's screaming out, Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Spend it, yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Spend it, yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, we like to put in work. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must turn. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with Jermaine, they ain't chillin'. Poolside, Vegas, my chain ain't chillin'. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions, trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Here a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chattering. We come from a different cloth. Yeah. Your stitching is bitch made. Your focus is getting pussy. My focus is getting paid. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Spend it. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Spend it. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves while I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. Wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. Wait until I get to kiss you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. Until I get to love you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. Until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. Until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay. But wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, no, no. I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Campaign, and we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I ride around your town, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I back the bigs, fuck the hoe and pull a skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they still in captions on my photo. The one with hella likes and VVS's wrapped in rose gold. See me with an actress in the backseat up in Soho. You can hit me if you need it, know I got it for the Lolo. If we talking facts, I don't like my chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. When I'm in design and shit, I'm skipping the line and shit. They watch what I buy and shit, but that's okay. Pressure, I'm flying, I stay with a fire, bitch. Side of it, that's how I play. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? I got major status in the city where I'm from. I be diplomatic, I be doing what I want. I be in the field, gun kicking like a punk. That ain't what you want. Bitch, watch what you say.
shady to me. Don't wanna be my enemy. That trigger takes some strength, but I got a lot of energy. A leader with my life, ain't no middle man to me. Deals in the making, I knew just what the plan to be. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real men, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real men, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. Coming through your chimney.
The hottest indie
Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse for police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up in houses, he sharing with roaches. With brand in pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, his better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No joy in Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this and good deeds going no. They shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stuck in the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping their pocket, I need every dollar. Nigga, all profit. Pray to God got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain. When I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game. Tell my nigga that I got him. Yeah. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip. Reminisce, hear the applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize that self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They pat us in slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we on and dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, nerds say the shit ain't racist. They try to degrade us, nigga we made us. That's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, well fell. Now the family break up, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison. White people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weathered the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation. Who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't, but then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree, know that greatness in you. You don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence for what they telling you.
Coronas and grenadine. Sippin', I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.